workout of the day is backup generator. We have back squats.
Yay.
Three sets of six and then three sets of three. Each set is for max load. And we're lifting every 3 minutes.
Here, when's the last time we did a back squat? I don't know if I know how to back squat anymore.
It's a little while ago, yeah.
Yeah. This might be stating obvious. What are we working on today?
Yeah, strength. You know, when I look back at, we analyzed our test for the quarter. We have snatch, strength, power, speed. Then we look at 24.2. We said one of the things that we need to develop is strength and power for the rower and the barbell. So we really wanted those things to feel like lighter and I can hold a faster pace on the rower because I just have more strength reserves.
Yeah.
So building that base of strength is going to be a key component to us getting much better at the end of the quarter. It's one of our big focuses. So back squat is one of just the best ways we can do that.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to beat that way, isn't it? Like heavy load. There's a lot of technicalities to it, but it's pretty straightforward as well, based like for our people, considering how often we squat and how many different ways we squat. So we really can just load this up a bit more today, can't we?
100%. This is about heavy weight, and you see every set is for max load.
Yeah.
So the first set of six is like the heaviest six you got, and then 3 minutes later,
ask for more or
the same or more, whatever you can do. Yeah. So it's about accumulating as much heavy weight through the body. Like, you think about back squat, one of the great things about it is the legs get stronger, hips get stronger, obviously. But just the fact that there's more weight on the bar, the whole system has to support that. The nervous system, the torso, the shoulders, everything gets the stimulus of the heavy weight. Yeah. So the body just gets much stronger as a result.
Hey, how do we miss this today? Is there a way that we can try and game the system and come out of here not stronger, not more powerful?
Yeah, I think we can aim for that third set of six and a third set of three, yeah, as like, how heavy can I lift today?
And almost try to build across that way and start at a moderate weight. So how do we gauge that first six correctly?
Do you know something? I would say the biggest way I see people missing it is we do the general warm-up, we go into our mobility and skill work. Everyone has their squat looking really sharp, and then coach says, you've got X amount of minutes to build. And everyone sees it as a bit of a pressure release.
Yeah, let's chill out for 8 minutes.
I'll walk, get some plates, bring them back. I'll make it feel sort of like, oh, that's heavy now.
Yeah.
And then when they go to test it, 3-2-1 go happens. And we're in go time.
Yeah.
The body wakes up and it almost all of a sudden feels like, oh, that's fine.
Yeah.
Whereas warm-up mode, when we're in warm-up mode, we have to say, this has to be like really heavy. So I need to get through my early warm-up phase, say if it's 6 minutes, whatever. I need to get some fast sets of three done.
Yeah.
Get up into the heavy stuff early in that warm-up phase so that I can really get to a working weight. I think that's the bit to switch on to work mode. Then that first set of six, you have a better chance of actually getting the stimulus on it.
That's so funny. Whenever I think of how I train on heavy days like this, I go into like my default grumpy, ignore me, don't talk to me mode. And it generally happens as soon as coach says start building up. That's when I start ignoring people. And I go grab my weights and I walk back with my head down, avoiding eye contact. Whereas every moment up until then, I'm a bit chattier. And it's that, like, right now we're building up. And I'm like, leave me alone.
Yeah, yeah. And I think you got to get into the zone there.
Yeah.
And it's you against the heavy weight. You got to get in battle mode. And there's also like that urgency early on. Like, you can do the set of, you know, three with a 60 and the 80 and the 100, like bang, bang, bang.
Yeah.
Like, you don't need 3 minutes off in between those sets. Mm-hmm. Get them done so that you can get a little bit of rest up towards your working weight and you can go into a feeling like you're ready for it.
So that's loading up the squat, but we can, you know, when you add weight to the bar, but it feels like exponentially heavier than what it was. Like, we can still kind of add weight and not develop the strength and not develop the power the way we want to. So how do we make sure that we leave today the most powerful version of ourselves after going heavy as well?
Yeah, like maximizing each rep, isn't it? And we can, you know, we get into that trap of just, once I've moved it, I've moved it.
Yeah.
But moving the weight with as much speed as possible from the bottom to the top, that's where you get the most out of every rep. So when you're at the bottom of your squat, you got to drive up through the floor. And even if you're saying, I'm not going to fail the rep, don't back off. Like, just keep the speed in the rep. It might not even be moving fast, but the intention of as fast as possible gives you an extra few percentage points of progress. And you got to think, I want to go into each set with a growth mindset, not a fixed mindset. The fixed mindset is I'm going to complete it and show myself I can complete it. The growth mindset is I want to take on the challenge and get everything I can from it, which means you dial up effort, effort, effort. You overwhelm the thing with effort.